Neil Harrington, candidate for mayor, City of Salem, is joining us here as we're coming right down to the wire prior to Tuesday's election. And Neil, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Bill. Nice to be back with you.
Yep. Well, here we are. We're coming right down to the wire, as I just mentioned, with the Tuesday election. And basically, you're door knocking, going around town in the city. And what are you hearing most, or what are several of the things you're hearing from residents in the City of Salem?
Mostly what I'm hearing, Bill, as I go from door to door, is that if people want to have the next mayor be someone who is listening to the folks in the neighborhoods about the quality of life issues that affect them on a day-to-day basis. They're very pleased and happy about, the image of the city and in the direction things are going for the most part. But they feel in some respects, in the neighborhoods that is, that some of the day-to-day things that are of concern to them, need to have a little bit more attention from the next mayor. You know, such things like the quality of the roads that they drive on, the state of disrepair of some of the neighborhood parks, some of the things that, you know, directly affect the quality of life in the neighborhoods.
That is what you're hearing from people. So as far as a leader now, as the next mayor, if you are elected on Tuesday, where do you plan to take the city? Obviously, you're addressing the issue you just talked about, but what else do you feel is important?
Well, I certainly want to keep the positive momentum going and to support the things that have been done well, and to focus a little bit on the things that perhaps either haven't been given enough attention, such as the schools, or things that are not working quite so well, such as the North Street traffic changes. I also want to be very proactive in terms of the city's involvement in the offshore wind project and Salem's role in it. I think this is a great opportunity for the next mayor to get in on the ground level, so to speak, on what our role is going to be in this offshore wind project, the current one now and the ones that may be coming in the future. I would also take a different approach to issues like traffic and parking than some of the solutions that have been suggested or implemented to date. And then finally, I would broaden participation in the process of making decisions. In thinking about what everyone has said to me during the course of this election, I think people are looking for a little bit less of a top-down approach and more of listening to a variety of voices rather than just the people who happen to agree with whoever the mayor is. So those are sort of some of the key markers for me in terms of my plan to lead the city going forward.